Okay, so this is the TNB Governance Committee meeting on June 20th, 2017. And I am going to, Haruki Tanaka, Secretary, is going to call the roll first. So Ken on?
Here.
Ken? Okay, Ken is here.
Here.
Rona,
here.
Right. Rona Elias? Okay, she's not here. Ahmad had excused absence. Elaine Duncan?
Here.
Elaine Duncan is here. Anthony Fest?
Here.
Fest is here. Rhonda Gardner is not on. William Keywagon?
Present.
William is here. Ken Lawford?
Here.
Lawford is here. Barbara Marvac? Okay, I don't see her. PK McCary?
I'm here.
Okay, McCary is here. Michael Ochoa?
Here.
Michael is here. Mansoor Sabah?
Hazir.
Sabah is here. Tanaka is here. Steela Washington?
Here.
Okay, Washington is here. Don Williams?
Here.
And Williams is here. I see that Rhonda has joined. So Rhonda, Ghana?
Yes, and Aki, we're in Sun Drive, and I'm actually at work, but I'm going to try to participate, or I wanted to make sure you got quorum. I'm here to the degree that I'm working, but I'm here.
Okay. All right. Hang on a second. So we have 12 people out of 13. So the question is that Rhonda, can you initial chairing and then hand over the chairing if you can't do it?
Well, there's no way I can chair this meeting. And,
okay.
And I apologize, you guys, but I'm not interested in being a chair. I'm just not.
Okay. All right. So anyway, so the body...
Oh.
Okay, as a body, can Mansoor, can you just start off the chair and then proceed to whatever we need to do to determine?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be happy to.
Thank you.
Okay,
man.
So could you just, thank you.
Okay, do you want me to continue?
Sure. You just go down
okay,
the agenda.
So, yes, I have it. So we have one excused absent.
Right.
So what's protocol for that is to everybody agrees that that person has been excused. Okay. We have 10 minutes for agenda approval. Anybody would like to, well, let me ask, is everybody okay with the agenda?
Yes.
All right. Would anybody would like to add an item to the agenda?
No, I wouldn't.
All right.
Not right now.
All right. Thank you very much. 10 minutes is over. We approved the agenda. And then next 5 minutes, we're going to discuss approval of minutes. And Aki, would you like to talk about the minutes?
I think that I gave everybody the minutes, and the main item from the minutes from the last time was that the motion for the contract and compensation was supposed to be somewhat discussed between Anthony Fest and Ahmad, and we're going to revisit that at this meeting. And then the only other motion that was passed was motion setting up the Yahoo groups. So that was the extent of the items that was covered at the last meeting.
All right. Thank you. Anybody objects to the minutes? Hearing none, we're going to approve them. And the 5 minutes for minutes approval are done. Okay. Next 5 minutes, we're going to set time for next meeting. And would it be a month from now? Is that the norm?
Okay.
Any objection?
You're talking about July 18th?
Yes.
Okay, well.
Is that a Tuesday?
I don't have a problem with that.
It is a Thursday.
Okay. Tuesday. No, it's Tuesday.
I'm good.
Okay, I'm not just saying that because that's a month from now.
Yeah. Is that too distant for the next meeting? Should we have one in 2 weeks? Is that what you're suggesting?
Maybe you should schedule one for 2 weeks. Like my government.
Okay.
Maybe we can just cancel that if it's nothing. By the end of the meeting, if there's nothing, then. Okay, so I'll set one for 2 weeks from today and 4 weeks and 1 month from today. And then we can cancel the earlier one if, you know, we think that month, at the end of the meeting we'll decide.
Okay, so the 18th is hard. We'll do it for the 18th for sure. And we may have one before. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, William, congratulations.
Okay, so may I, 1 second, please? I'm sorry, if I come across dictatorial, you have to forgive me. I just, let me set up the time. So it'll be, I don't think we want to meet on July 4th by any chance.
No.
That's 2 weeks from now.
Right.
Okay, should we try 3 weeks from now? That makes it 11th. Anybody object to 11th? So we don't meet.
Well,
I would only, this is Masfila. I would only say that we should have a meeting on the 11th only if we are not able to solve issues today and that there is some carryover that absolutely needs to be done on the 11th. And
yes.
Really, it really could wait until July 18th, really, this month anyway.
Right.
For July 18th. We have lots of meetings throughout Pacifica being on the board, and once a month would serve me better, unless, as the young woman, I didn't get your name, suggested that there's something important that we don't get done today.
Okay. Do you agree? May I ask everybody to mention their names and which radio station they are with, because I don't recognize voices. So this month, sir, with KPFK. So do we want to meet on July 18th? William? Okay.
Did you just say
William.
July 18th? If you just said we're going to meet on July 18th only, then I have no point of information.
Okay, July 4th or July 4th is out of questions. That's 2 weeks from now, and then the following week is 11th.
And then the finance
is 18th.
Yeah, 11th is finance committee meeting, so.
So, anybody who
agrees
with that? 18th is good, Pat.
Yes, William.
Okay, I think it happened again. Did you just say it's going to be only the 18th?
It's coming down that way.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. So, July 18th it is. Thank you very much. Okay. Election of chair and secretary, 10 minutes, and we are at 5:50. So, who would like to be nominated for a chair?
Ken, to the floor.
Okay.
Ken, to the floor. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, you're not
can hear it, Ken.
You're not muted.
Okay, I'm not muted. I know. I'm asking to be recognized.
Yes. Yes, please. Go ahead.
I have the consideration. I'm not sure if it's in the bylaws, but any chair of a PNB committee, I believe, could be a PNB member. I'm not certain if that's a bylaw requisite, but I'm just aware of the fact that PNB directors are very much more familiar with the activities going on in the board. And to ask somebody who's just on a local LSB is a high demand. So therefore, I would recommend that we limit our nominations for the chair of the PNB Governance Committee to people who are PNB directors. And that's my comment, and I nominate Mansoor Sabah.
All right, thank you for your, my condolences for you to nominate me, but I agree, okay? Anybody else would like to be the chair or run for the chairship?
No, William for the fact.
Yes, William.
William Hairwagon, WBAI. Ken is incorrect. There is no such requirement in the bylaws. If he can find some kind of citing like that, I'd be very surprised. It's never been that way, and therefore I think it's an improper suggestion that the only directors the chair. Thank you.
Ken, would you like to add to your understanding, or are you good?
No, I spoke. I was speaking English. It's my opinion. I said I was not aware if it's a requirement of the bylaws. It's just my opinion. That's all.
All right. Anybody else would like to be nominated for the chair?
PK to the stack.
Who's this?
This is PK with KPFT.
Go ahead, please.
I would suggest not PMB members, but I do think that those of us who are on the board for the on this committee for the first time on the national committee might not have the skill sets nor the knowledge of the people here. But I would not reduce this to PMB directors only. So if there are people who have been here for longer, I don't have a problem. I think that the skill set for being a chair is one that you either have or you don't have.
This is my first time being on PNB. I lobotomized myself to be on PNB, and then I'll do as best as I can. So I'm not super experienced, however, I have had plenty of LSB meetings, gatherings, conducting meetings, organizations, and no Robert's Rules, 60 to 70%.
Okay, so William Hairwagon, BAI for the stack.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, it's actually, I guess it's a point of information, actually. What position is this for? Is this for a permanent chair, temporary chair, pro tem chair?
Most probably it's going to be a permanent chair for the rest of the year.
And then that election would have to be done in the normal process where we have ballots sent out and sent to some various people to have them read?
No. No, it's just going to be us. It's just going to be us.
That's
we can do it electronically.
PNB has been doing that for years now. That's the way you elect chairs. You don't elect permanent chairs at the meeting.
Not
Ken,
for the
Ken to the staff.
Ken
to the staff.
Rhonda for the staff.
Okay, Ken, go, please.
All right. Mr. Beerwagon just previously stated that my opinion is not in the bylaws, and now he's stating a tradition that's not in the bylaws that is required to do a formal email election of committee chairs. It's not in the bylaws. It's not required. And I'm not saying it's required to elect a PNB director as the chair. I said it was my opinion. But we really shouldn't be chatting about all this. We have stuff to do for Pacifica. not for our own pleasure about the pedantic
policy. Okay, thank you, Ken. Ken, thank you.
So I want us to move forward. There are no other, let me just finish. I'm under 90 seconds. If there are no other nominees, there is no question about an election. Let's see if there are other nominees.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Sorry, and I said I might come across dictatorial. Forgive me. I'm not a dick whatsoever, so I just try to move things forward. Rhonda, you are next.
Yes, I just wanted to maybe suggest that the chair could ask if we had any objections to electing a permanent chair in this meeting. It's not required in the bylaws that we do it by mail and all that. Why go to the trouble? We should do it now.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. So, folks, we've got 3 minutes. We've got 3 minutes to elect the chair and the secretary. So maybe by default.
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. Oh, you're on.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Okay, mute your phone, please. All right. We got 3 minutes, so is there any objection to me being the chair of governance? I hear none. I'll declare myself dictator of the governance committee.
Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you very much for your support. Secretary, Aki, would you like to remain as the secretary?
Sure. I mean, that's fine with me. I mean, I'm willing to defer to anybody else. If somebody else wants it, then I'm willing to
Would anybody objects to Aki be the permanent secretary of governance committee?
No.
All right. Thank you for your support. I'm sorry?
You got my vote.
All right. Thank you. That's Ken. No, that's not Ken. That wasn't Ken. No.
I'm sorry, that was Don.
Okay.
WPFW.
Okay, Don, thank you. All right, folks, we are doing really well. We got 1 minute into things, and I think Aki and I would be running this meetings with your help and contribution. So it's 6 o'clock Pacific time and 30 minutes for the motion. And we have one motion by Ken and another older motion by Ken as well. So, Ken, would you like to elaborate on your motion?
Okay. The old business was a motion that I had titled Contract and Compensation. Let me pull that up for a moment, if I can. There it is. So the issue is to try, I'm just going to speak and paraphrase it, to try to stop the negative consequences of general managers unilaterally making an agreement, signing a contract, or purchasing something that creates an extreme burden on Pacifica. And in my experience, and it's documented, at least 70% of the time, it's negative. In other words, it's not like they put money on the right horse and came in with a lot of money. It usually winds up, we have $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 of added debt. So the motion I made is a recommendation to create a clearing committee composed of the ED, the CFO, a chair of the National Finance Committee, the chief operations officer, in our case, is the chief technical officer, John Almella, and a legal counsel appointed by the rest of the committee, a volunteer who would do legal research if necessary. So that's 5 people, and the reason I'm making it 5 and just not 2 people in management is because I want the responsibility shared. I don't want to burden the ED and the CFO with going over all these requests that are going to be coming in, that they want to buy solar power, they want to buy bench advertising or something. And we just recently had a thing, an advertising, a promotional thing like this occur at one of our stations.
It looked like it was only $10,000 up front, but the contract is for $70,000 to $100,000 within a year. And this is the kind of thing that has to be policed. So I'm setting up a committee. Somebody could say, well, this is already the job of the CFO or the ED, but it hasn't been. Off-budget purchases and commitments have been made. So now I'm trying to create a policy to create a review board to prevent that and give them the power to discipline anybody who violates that. And that's the purpose of this policy. And it was distributed with the agenda. And I made tiers in there so it isn't just $100,000. It's, you know, it depends on how much money over how much time. The issue is I'd like to move this forward to the PNB and let them modify it as they see fit. But I don't want us to try to pretend that we're experts in HR or lawyering or accounting. I just want to get a review committee set up that exceeds CFOs or business managers or even the ED, and that where other people are looking at it, because it could be the ED who's going extravagant. So that's my motivation on it, and that's all I want to say about it.
Okay, thank you. May I ask a question?
Well, you're the chair. I'd rather
members. I would like to ask you a question. I know you said you gave an example in the past, but is that the only example we have that mismanagement of a contract?
And now I have a very limited experience in terms of handling stations or general managers. I'm aware of two that occurred at my station. One was an extravagant promotion at a big theater downtown, and I think we lost over $150,000 because there were supposed to be celebrities, but we just didn't make any money. And then another one was somebody attempted to put solar arrays in the parking lot, and that would have cost us, been a big expense, and we had to allocate a lot of resources and time to preventing that. Another one was, just as I mentioned, in a station on the East Coast, where somebody's paying for a consultant to help with what's it called, networking, social networking, but it looks like it's only $10,000, but the commitment in the contract's much larger. Another one is a major contract for a radio tower that was exorbitant. I don't know what authorities went on to approve that or how it got okayed, but if it was approved by one person, it was a big, big mistake. It should have been approved by a committee. Another one was a famous one for people who have been around for a while. It was a duck flotilla. Where it was going to be a contest where people bet on a duck and somebody wins a prize. That lost a lot of money, and it was an embarrassing thing, too, because it's out of the realm of our public. We're not like shock jocks. So that's my limited experience. But anybody who's worked at a station can come up and say, where a general manager or program director or somebody had a great idea and extended it or made a commitment to some extravagant thing that netted a loss. And I don't think that we want to have that kind of a thing occur with currently, where somebody goes out on it. So that's my answer.
Yes, Maskila, you go ahead, please.
Yes, I appreciate. I'm relatively new to the PNB, and I have not closely involved. But I really don't think that I've heard enough examples to warrant this committee of the EBCFO. I mean, each station has an LSD. I would at least, in giving respect to each station, allow the LSD to make these decisions. It's different all over the country. I don't know what radio station you're talking about that spent $150,000, but I know that we would not do that in D.C., okay? So I don't think that D.C. or any other city should suffer because of one station that lost $150,000, one station, so that it becomes the rule that the PNB, not located, located all over the country and not really knowing precisely what's going on at all the stations, really. PNB does not know the intimate details of what's going on at each station, all right? And so for I'm talking about the ED, the committee you have, ED, CFO, National Finance. I mean, come on. That doesn't make sense to me. And at least give the LSB some respect in trying to handle some of this stuff first. You haven't mentioned that this information was given to the LSB. The LSB did fail, and so we need to now use the PNB as the clearinghouse. I'd like to hear whether or not that's happened rather than going to the PNB, the ED, CFO, National Finance, Operations, Legal Counsel. Come on.
Mm.
That's all I have to say right now.
Rhonda, for the stack, please.
Okay. Wait, slow down, please. Aki, Rhonda,
who's?
Yes.
PK.
Okay, who else, please?
Michael.
Rhonda, you. Michael. Michael, what station are you with?
BAI.
BAI. Thank you, Michael. Okay, Rhonda, you have the floor.
Thank you. I would like to remind everybody that as PNB members, we have a fiduciary responsibility that I don't believe the LSB members have. Considering the fact that KPFT, my home station, WBAI, and WPFW, in that they are failing to the degree that they are, I think that this is a safety net, and I would encourage everyone to vote for it. And, for example, and this isn't speaking against our IGM, but just thinking about the fact that, like at KPFT, we don't have a permanent general manager at this time. I would think that with how poorly the stations are doing in New York and Washington, they may be considering a management change. And I don't think any new managers or interim managers should be spending monies of this sum. So, again, it's a safety net. As it stands right now, we don't have enough money to pay the bills. Everybody knows that. So we need to be real careful about, it's my opinion, we need to be careful, and I would ask everyone to vote to support it. It can't hurt, and I think that we should set aside, if we can, and Mesquila, I apologize if you find it offensive, but we have a fiduciary responsibility that the LSBs do not. Thank you.
You're fine. Thank you. Thank you. Aki, you are next, please.
Yeah, I think the basic motivation for this is, I agree with that there needs to be oversight. I just simply was questioning whether having a committee of five is actually necessary. I do think that the basic business manager and the general manager should be obligated to submit anytime this kind of expenditure is being made, that they have to notify beforehand. That I'm not quite sure about having five people on the committee. So I support the basic idea behind this motion. I just question the five individuals that needs to be on the committee. I just think the mechanism should be in place to be brought up anytime the expenditure happens. So that's my input. Thank you very much. PK.
Well, there are a couple of things. One, the cumbersomeness of doing this. I agree with Aki about five members, but also that they have to be all officers and that they have to be, the people that are, right now, it's the fractionalism that causes me the most distress. But at the same time, I think that maybe one of the things is to give some fiduciary responsibility to LSBs so that we don't just get people on the board who rubber stamp people that end up getting on the PMB. So I would ask that we take some time to really think through this, because I'm concerned by one payment that is threatening us right now that went to one individual because somebody indemnified him, and then when it came time to fighting against his suit, nobody answered the claim and they got a default judgment. So we have to look at the big picture, not just the little picture, but at the same time, I think it's incumbent upon us to let the stations work to get themselves solvent and to be supported by the national as a whole, because we are part of the cog for the whole Pacifica. We're both local, so we have to think locally, think nationally, but we have to act locally. And I would hate to see the national hampering local.
Thank you, PK. Michael. Elaine? Okay.
Yes.
KPFT, can I be added to the stack, please?
Elaine, right?
Oh, onto the stack.
Okay, folks, I got.
Please put me back on the stack, please. Thank you.
Okay, hold on a second, please. Slow down. Thank you. Michael Smith.
Point of order. This is Ken. Order of the day. How much time do we have to debate this before we vote?
No. Hold on, please. Hold on, Ken. Michael's next. I'm gonna be after that, Elaine, and then Don. So we got.
Can I go?
I would like to.
Can I go after Don?
Sure, Muscular. Okay. So please, I don't. I'm trying not to. Be a dictator about the time. So you guys time yourself. Otherwise, I'm going to have to hit the gavel. So, Michael, you are next, please.
Excuse me, William Hare Wagon, also add for the stack. Thank you.
Wagon, you say?
Yeah, William Hare Wagon.
Okay, William, thank you. Okay, folks, 1 minute each then. We're going 1 minute each. Michael?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I wanted to let you know that the LSB does vote on the budget for the station, but they don't vote for the items that we're considering here. These are expenses that are off budget, and that's why we need to review it. As Rhonda said, the expenses are way out of whack. They need to bring them out of control, and so what better way to review off budget expenses than with a committee? Bill Crozier can't do it all by himself. He needs help. That's why we have a committee. And it has to be small because they're going to be meeting an executive session so that they can consider all the relevant information. So that's why I support this motion, and I hope that my fellow committee members will endorse it as well.
Thank you, Michael. And please don't address the chair, address the body. When you're addressing the chair in this committee, my head starts sweating up. And I get top heavy, so I don't want to hurt myself. I'm going to go next. I think I want to be in support of this motion for four things: responsibility, accountability, money, and then big picture, as PK was talking about. And big picture is very important. And I'm done. Elaine, you are next.
Okay, this is Elaine Duncan from KPFT. I also support the motion, and the reason I do, the financial straits that most of the stations are in, we are in a position to lose part of our property that we're going to have to sell, or they're going to take it from us in order to pay these bills. So I think any money that's being spent in $10,000 is a good place to start, should go through the board. And I do think that we do need a committee I could see it's going down to 3, but I see no problem with 5. That's not that cumbersome. 15 and 24 is cumbersome. So I would like us to see us vote on it and approve it. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine. Don, you are next.
Thank you. Don from WPFW. My only comment is this. I'm on the board at LSB at WPFW, and I can guarantee you we discussed this type of thing, and there's no way this is going to happen. I can't control what happened before I joined the board. I can't control that. But right now, it's a different sheriff in town, and that's all I have to say.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by there's a different what?
What I'm saying is that we discussed this to the fullest, and we don't want this to happen again. I can't control what happened before I came on the board, but I'm just telling you that some people on the board and in the station are totally opposed to having this kind of thing occur within WPFW.
All right.
And
there's a new sheriff in town.
Forget the sheriff. Seriously, forget that comment.
I hear
think
you.
About what I said. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Don.
Maskila,
would you let William go first because he hasn't spoken? William?
Okay, thank you. William Harrowagon, okay. WBAI. I realize the Finance Committee, I don't even think, never mind the PNB, has gotten through budgets for this calendar year that we're now three quarters through. But I'd like to mention that a few people, Ken, Aaron, and Michael Ochoa, and maybe somebody else were mentioning off-budget items. That's the key to this. The spending's off budget can't be done. If it's more than five, I would say let's make a different motion. I'm not at a computer. I can't do it. I would say we should have a different kind of motion that just talks about off budget amounts. Spend $5,000 or $10,000 off budget amounts. Off budget amounts. If it's not in the budget, you can't spend it. And I can certainly tell you that most stations, well, I certainly can't tell you. I can opine that most stations don't have a $10,000 or a $50,000 or a $100,000 budget item just sitting there waiting for them to spend some money into. So I don't think we need all this stuff about everything has to be reviewed. We just have to reinforce practices by making a new motion saying that you can't spend, the managers can't spend money off budget over $5,000. And then that would go in normal process. If you want to make a committee of three, fine, but it shouldn't be a committee that has unidentifiable people on it. And if you ever actually do get to considering this motion, the entire introduction is incorrect because the items G and H from the bylaws that I mentioned are things that committees can't do, even though that may be what the motion is talking about. It doesn't say that. It says the opposite. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Maskila, you are next, and I'm going to go to Ken. And that would be the end.
Completely, yes. I appreciate William Heerwagen's amendment to the motion. It should be any item that is off budget, okay? Starting at, I say $10,000. $10,000 is not a whole lot these days. So I say $10,000. But I also want Rhonda, I think it was Rhonda that said that PFW is doing poorly. No, we're not. We made our goal.
No, Rhonda didn't say that. Maskila, I think somebody else was, but Rhonda didn't say that.
Yeah, well, it sounded like Rhonda, but...
No, Rhonda was talking about Houston.
We're not doing poorly, as she would suggest.
She did say it.
We're not doing poorly.
Okay, I'll take it back. My apologies.
Michael, point of order.
Yeah.
Point of order, Michael.
No, no, Michael, wait. Michael, wait, please.
Point of order, Michael.
No.
Point of order can be called at any time. Point of order interrupts. Point of order can be called at any time.
I understand that. Anderson, Michael, bear with me. I want Muscula to finish her thought, and then you'll be next.
That was my point of order, to let her finish her thought.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We just need to be a little more considerate of what is going on at each individual station, and we don't need to dog one another. We're all in this together. So if we can work nicely, play nicely together, that would be great. But I agree with William about that, okay? All right.
Thank you, Muscula. Okay, Ken?
Anthony for Stack.
No more Stack. I'm sorry. Stack is done. Who's this?
Anthony.
Who's asking for the... Who?
Anthony. Anthony. KPFA.
Anthony. KPFA. Can you tell us in 30 seconds?
Absolutely.
Please.
I just have one question. I wonder if this idea has been run by Bill Crozier and Sam Agarwal, and if so, what their opinion is of it.
Thank you, Anthony. Okay, Ken, let me tell you where we at. We are 22 minutes into this discussion, and Ken, there are three things that you need to consider. Number one, there are five people. Number two, budget. One is not to exceed $5,000, and the third item is off budget. So you have the floor, Ken.
Okay. It would be nice if we all lived in a storybook land. Three of the five stations have been failing for the last 8 years, losing listenership, losing income, not sending money to central services on and off. Not everybody's failing at the same rate. Not everything's bad news. Everything can be recovered. It's not doom and gloom. It's not the end of the universe. But we need stiffer discipline in our expenditures. The motion I made specifically addresses off-budget items. The budget is the regular control mechanism. We have had GMs make off-budget commitments and purchases. That's what I'm talking about. There's a gradient scale. It isn't 5,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 or 100,000. It depends over what period of time. If somebody spends $4,300 every week for a year, that's a lot of money. Okay? But it's under $5,000 each time. You have to put expenditure per period of time. And this is a policy that I'm setting to try and put a safeguard of a group of people looking at each other's actions. So it's not a unilateral decision of the executive director, and it's not a unilateral decision of the CFO, but it's a council of people, a small ad hoc committee. Now, other people have other suggestions. Unfortunately, it seems like I'm the only one coming up with a solution. This is a policy that will aid in curtailing the damage of exorbitant, extravagant, inappropriate expenditures off budget by general managers or other staff that have the authority to create an obligation. So I wrote the policy. The policy's good. Let's just go for a vote. If everybody's got other ideas, come up with it, write a motion, send it to this body, and let's get it approved or denied.
Thank you very much. All right. The gavel's coming down, and we want to take a vote on this, folks. And, Aki, you rule. You go ahead.
Okay, so we're taking a vote on Ken Allen's motion. So I'll go down the year. So, Ken Allen?
Yes, I approve.
Okay, Ken approves. Lorna is not here. Amal is not here. Elaine Duncan.
Yes.
Elaine Duncan is yes. Anthony Fest.
Abstain.
Fest abstains, okay. Rhonda Garner.
Yes.
Garner is yes. William Keelwagon.
No.
William Sheridan is no. Okay. Ken Lawford?
Yes.
Lawford is yes. Barbara is not here. PK McCary?
No.
Okay. PK is no. Michael Ochoa?
Michael votes yes.
Michael Ochoa votes yes. Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Mansoor Sabah votes yes.
Mansoor Sabah votes yes. Okay. They pass. Maskira, Washington?
No, absolutely no.
Okay, Maskira is no. Donald Williams?
No.
Donald Williams is no. Okay. So I abstain also. So it's, you want to go back to the abstain? Well, let's see. So it's 6 yes, 4 no, and 2 abstention. It passed.
Motion passes.
Yes, motion passes.
Thank you. All right, I just want to take a privilege. This is the first time I'm talking with Anthony Fest. And, hi, Anthony. You work with the I forget his name now all of a sudden, but Project Sensor. So good to have you on board.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So we saved 2 minutes in this item, and we're going to go to the general disclaimer motion by Ken, and entertain us, Ken.
Okay. This is a personal issue. I want to thank the board for the committee for approving the other action. I hope it helped. This motion is for disclaimers. It's a little bit of a personal thing. The thing I've always appreciated about any station I've listened to in Pacifica is I heard uncensored comments and opinions and data from various people. In order to guarantee that we have that, the station has to make a disclaimer so that it can put on opinions that the station itself doesn't have to personally support or oppose. It's necessary to safeguard the station from legal liability and also to safeguard the station from opinions from listeners. I'll just make one example. Certain broadcasters at our station in L.A. have said, don't vote. It's useless to vote. Don't vote in this election. Other people feel that the only recourse to get change in the government and change in society is through elections, and they support election integrity, and they support election registration, and they encourage everybody to vote. I want to safeguard the right of a person to come on the air and say, don't vote. But I want the station to say, the opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Pacifica or this station. That's all I'm talking about. That's what a disclaimer is for. The details of it are in there. I'm not even saying what the disclaimer should state. That has to be put together by the program director. It has to be appropriate for the program that's using it. It should all be under the local control of the station. But I want the station to be able to air religious programs, political programs, magic programs, conspiracy programs, any philosophy or political agenda they want to, just with a disclaimer.
Can I ask you a question, Ben?
Go ahead.
All right. So when we're having fun drive and we promoting certain things that would make you look good, make you younger, thinner, taller, and all this and that, what do we do then? It might not make a person taller.
This is all up to the program director and the general manager to protect the station from legal liability and to explain to the public that we air all kinds of controversial views. So I'm not a general manager or program director, but I've listened many times to other radio programs when they say, like Dr. Oz will say, this is not a medical program, none of this is medical advice. Ask your doctor if you're going to go on a weight loss program, but I say if you drink this liquid, you'll lose 50 pounds. But this is not the viewpoint of the network or the station. So you need to have disclaimers. Then people can make any kind of statement they want.
All right. So basically, opinion expressed here are solely of the responsibility of the speaker. That's
right. And the getting the disclaimers stated is the responsibility of the program director and the general manager, and it has to be tuned up to the topic covered in the station, in the program. You can't have the same disclaimer for every program.
Okay. Anybody would like to be on the stack to talk for or against?
Yes, Muscula would like to be on the stack. Muscula would like to.
Yes, Muscula. Anybody else?
Anybody? I'm sorry. I don't want to. If someone else hasn't spoken, I'll allow them to.
No, speak. No. You're fine. You're fine. I'm just asking anybody else would like to speak.
Okay.
Okay, Muscula, you have the floor.
Yeah, it's not so bad. It's not a bad idea. However, I do have problems with the compliance to this policy will be reported to the executive director in written report or email during the month of January and again in June to include a list of all disclaimers used on what programs and how often they are stated. Our staff is limited at this particular point. We have volunteers coming in. I think it is it's not a good thing to ask the general manager or interim program director or the other two people, three people that we have to do all of this stuff, to send a note in with the initial compliance that is required by June 30th. Come on. That is asking a lot. And I can see the need for some disclaimers on some of the programs. I can see that as a possibility, but I just do not think that it's fair to require it so soon. That's all.
Okay. Muscula, can I entertain a question with you?
Yes, you certainly can.
Okay. So what is the function of general manager in a big scope of running a radio station and making sure the radio station is in compliance with rules and regulations?
Oh, he did that. He's the buck stops there. I mean, he is supposed to be, at our station, it's a man. He is definitely responsible for making certain that the station does all the things that it's required to do as far as the law and the rules, Pacifica, whatever, public radio, he's responsible for that. But asking at this particular time, asking the staff that we have, which is very short at this particular time, we definitely made our goal, so we're able to pay them, but we are not able to hire anybody else, and this would be, I think, a burden on our general manager. Maybe he would think it's not, but I think it would be a burden on our general manager right now. Does that answer your question somewhat?
Oh, that's fine. I would say that it's not a burden to our general manager here in Los Angeles, because it's part of her function.
Point of order, Michael, one second, please.
It's part of her function to make sure the rules and regulations are followed and the radio station does not get sued by FCC. So, okay. Michael, you are next.
We're talking about a report to the executive director and not to the FCC.
Point of order, Michael.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Muscula. Yes, Michael.
You guys are having a lovely conversation. It would be nice to include the entire committee in the conversation. So I would ask the chair to stop this back and forth.
I did ask if anybody – I told you, sorry, I've become – I act like a dictator, my apology, but I was just trying to clarify Muscular's opinion on this one. So I did ask if anybody wanted to talk about this topic. So I'm happy to relinquish my time to let anybody else talk about this.
Yeah, William Hairwagon, put a stack.
Yes, William.
Okay, William Hairwagon, WBAI. Thank you.
You go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you. The concept behind this in general is good. We need to, Pacifica needs to protect itself and the stations from people, as Ken explained, that might say strange things on the air. I disagree entirely with the concept of somebody being responsible for identifying which shows might need which type of disclaimer. That's going to become very, quote, political, unquote. I mean, who, you know, just somebody might think that show A is questionable and they have questionable guests and everybody else thinks that's a normal show. I say what is needed is just the very general disclaimer. I think Ken quoted, you know, a less than 10-word statement that's, you know, have that played twice a day. I don't even think it needs to be five times a day. Twice a day. You say 10 o'clock in the 10 o'clock hour every day or the 7 p.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m. hours. Sometimes in those hours we play this general disclaimer. Coming up with lists of shows that have weird guests is not something we need to be doing. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Anybody else would like to speak on this topic?
This is Elaine from KPFT. I would, please.
And followed by Anthony.
Who's the second person, sorry?
Anthony.
Okay, Anthony. Okay, Elaine, you have the floor.
I think I have to agree with a last statement concerning during the general announcements. Trying to tailor them to every program would be quite a bit of work, and I don't think it would be very productive. I think if you if they just announce it at the beginning, if they're having guests or if they might say something or they're known for doing that, announce, do the liability to start with and cover ourselves at the very beginning. I didn't say that very well, but I hope you all understood. Thanks.
Thank you. Anthony, you have the floor, please. Well, I should say you have the telephone.
Thank you. Anthony says to KPFA here. I've heard this on other stations, of course, that verbal boilerplate that the opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the station, etc. I have not heard that on Pacifica stations. Does it protect us legally? And if so, it seems we should have been doing it already these many decades.
Okay. Thank you, Anthony. Anybody else would like to speak on this topic?
Ken Laufer.
Yes, Ken.
Yeah. How would this be enforced? Would this be made part of the bylaws?
I'll let Ken answer that one.
I didn't understand the question.
How do you enforce this?
I mean, what do we call
it? The policy is, okay. Okay, I think I'll be the last speaker on this.
Yeah, turn your volume down a little bit. You come in distorted, Ken. Turn your volume down.
Okay, all right. I'll decrease my volume. How's that? Is that better?
Much better, thank you.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, you're not
the policy
muted.
I wrote. I'm not muted, no. Can you hear me?
No.
All right, I'm going to increase my volume. Okay, I don't know. All right, I'll speak. I won't get as excited. Okay, I try to write a policy to allow creativity from the general managers and the program directors not to make rote disclaimers, the same disclaimer for every program. They can start with that, but then they can make disclaimers that are more entertaining or more encouraging to the audience. They can be creative. I am not a broadcaster or a program director or a general manager, and I would not want to put on their yoke a boilerplate disclaimer that they have to make that then becomes a burden. On the other hand, if there's no accountability, you might as well throw it into the air. If you don't say that you have to get a report of disclaimers made and send it to the executive director so that there's accountability, it will not happen. It just will not happen. That's the story. And to come down to the lowest common denominator, if there's a station which feels that this is too great a burden to get the general manager or the program director to generate disclaimers that use on some or all of his programs, if they can make an appeal to the executive director and say, we need a couple of months to come up with this, but don't put a barrier and stop everybody else from moving forward. Let's fix things up. Let's become professionals. Let's provide the audience with programs they want to listen to. Okay? Let's be exciting. So in order to do that, we need to have the legal protection of disclaimers. We need accountability from the program directors and the general managers up the line to the program, to the Pacific National office and the executive director, so he can be held responsible. So that we can present to the FCC that we have a policy of making these appropriate disclaimers. It's simple business. It is not a psychological thing about people's feelings. This is simple business. Well done.
Okay. May I ask you a question, Ken? And I'm not trying to be...
As long as it's not too personal...
No. So the point was brought up, what if the general manager does a very brief statement, let's say 10 seconds, and we air that on the airwaves, let's say, even four times a day, right? Would that be satisfactory to you?
I am not in the loop. It's got to be satisfactory to the executive director. Not to me.
William, okay. Air wagon for the stack.
Yes, William, go ahead, please. Before you do that, I'm sorry, we have 3 minutes to this topic. So,
okay, I'd like to make an amendment. I don't have access to a computer, so I can't actually see it and do the actual words, but I'd like to eliminate references to particular programs. And that we and making lists of programs and stick with the making the announcement even at the 4 or 5 times a day that's suggested in the motion, but eliminate any reference to particular programs. And as I said before, that's going to become a game. So the amendment is eliminate references to particular programs and just air the announcement a certain number of times a day as specified above or as specified in the motion.
Ken,
point of information. Your amendment to say that the same disclaimer should be used for all programs, whether the program is about recipes, buying computers, voting for a communist candidate, praying to a pagan god, no matter what the program is, it's the same disclaimer?
Ken. You're not listening, Ken, if I'm allowed to respond.
I'm asking for a clarification. Go ahead.
Well, I'm asking this here, if I may respond.
Yes, please. No, please. You don't need my approval. Please, have a dialogue.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We're supposed to talk to the chair. We're not supposed to have crosstalk.
Don't worry.
I'm getting so tired of people that don't know anything about rules and regulations and that you do anything you want despite rules and regulations.
Okay, William,
you don't talk to the body, you talk to the chair.
William, okay, you are out of order, William. Sorry,
I'm trying to order, telling you you're out of order. Now,
yes, thank you very much.
Can we get to the point, white boys? Come on, let's go. Come on, get to the point. William, you were making a very good point. Please do it.
William, please have a dialogue with us and Ken.
The answer to Ken's question is that he's not paying attention. My motion eliminates any connection with any particular program. It has nothing to do with particular programs. It has only to do with doing it on the air, the same announcement, X number of times a day. I think you had 4 or 5 in your motion. And that's all we do. We don't try to identify programs that might have unseemly comments or whatever the phrase would be. It has nothing to do with a particular show. We just put it on there to protect a couple times a day. I said 2 times. Somebody said 4. I think there might be 4 or 5 in the motion. Leave the motion the way it is. If it's 5 times a day, fine. But no connection with any particular shows and no lists of particular shows required. So I think I said the amendment. I hope somebody was able to write it down because I'm not out of computer.
Okay, Ken, I got to ask you a question. Because we overtime with this, do you accept his amendment?
1 second. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thank you. That's it. Thank you very much. Aki, let's take a vote, please.
Well, point of order, Michael.
We are out of time, Michael.
Well, you still have to get the point of order.
30 seconds.
We have an amendment on the table. It doesn't need permission from anyone. We need to vote on it.
You are absolutely right. Thank you for correcting me. So we have amendment to the motion. We're going to take a vote on that one first, right, Aki?
Yes. Okay.
Here we go.
I second the amendment. Do I need to second the amendment, or can we get it on? Okay, good. All right.
All right. So this is William's amendment. Ken?
No.
And Alan is no. Okay. You and Duncan?
Yes. Yeah.
Duncan is yes. Anthony Hest?
No.
Hest is no. Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. William Bierwagen?
Yes.
Bierwagen is yes. Ken Rolfo?
Pass.
Rolfo, pass. PK McCary?
Yes.
McCary is yes. Michael Ochoa?
Yes.
Ochoa is yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor Sabah is yes. Tanaka passes. Mosquito, Washington?
I'm sorry, this is yes to the amendment, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
This is
yes.
Williams' amendment, yes, okay.
Yes.
Yes, okay. And Don Williams?
Yes.
Don Williams says yes. Okay, get back to you, Ken also.
All right, I'll say yes.
You say yes? Okay. And then I can abstain. All right. It's 9 yes, 2 no, and 1 abstention. So it passes. Okay, we're going to go to the main motion as amended by Ken William. So we're going to go to the main motion as amended. Okay, so Ken, can you ask if there's any objection to it? Anybody object to the motion?
Yeah, William, I'd like to abstain.
Okay. Does that mean that we have to take the roll call? Or since you are in the rest of...
Yeah, if everybody else doesn't vote no, then that's fine. 1 abstention.
Okay. We are good with that. Thank you.
The guy who made the amendment is abstaining?
No.
Repeat your question.
That's okay. I spoke out of order and I was just confused. I was asking, I thought the person who made, I thought Mr. Heerwagen was the one who made the amendment.
Yes, we passed that, and then we took a vote on the amended motion.
Thank you.
So are you good with the results of the votes? We just had one abstention. That's it. With the amended motion, are you good with that, Rhonda?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
Okay. As a rule of dictators, we'll say we have 15 minutes for the network identification, and I don't see any motion coming this way. I didn't see it. So who's proposing that motion?
This is also from Ken.
Yes, this is Ken, and I have the motion, but I have a point of personal privilege.
Ken, you are full of motions. Go ahead, please.
Just a point of personal privilege. I would
yes,
respectfully ask the chair to stop referring to himself as a dictator. You have to be cognizant that these meetings are being broadcast over the public air, and you cannot make an assumption of a sense of humor of even 30% of the listeners that they would understand you're only in jest. So I
That's
do,
fine.
But I don't think all
don't
listeners
care.
Would.
I don't care.
Okay.
You?
All right, so I will read this, or I'll motivate this motion. It's called network identification. This is a concept that should have been installed at least 20 years ago. It's in this topic, branding. If you want to know what branding is, go Google that. But it's that all stations will broadcast sound files to inform the listening public that they are listening to the Pacifica Radio Network according to the following guidelines. Appended to station identification. Example, quote, you are listening to da-da-da-da-da. You are listening to KPFK, part of the Pacifica Radio Network. At the top, this should be done at the top four, the top hour, five times a day, as determined by the program director. Default, if not otherwise set, will be 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 4 p.m., 7 p.m., 12 a.m. You are listening to Pacifica, the voice of the people, with waves in the background, at the beginning of all archive files and at the beginning of any podcast files. So these are examples of where we would put a network identification in. There may be copyright restrictions on certain programs rebroadcast, and those should not be violated. Recordings in other languages should be recorded and available for use as appropriate. So we would have to have a network identification in Spanish if it was going to be broadcast during Spanish language hours, as an example. If the show producers and board operators, it is the show producers and board operators who will get this work done, but the program director is responsible for ensuring that the policy is implemented in all station activities as described above. The national office is responsible for approving phrases used for network and station identification. Sound files of network and station identification should be sent to the National Technical Director or the equivalent position. And status of implementation of this policy should be included in the National Technical Director's reports to the PND. So that's the motion, and it's just a hole that's been there. I've thought of contests or different things we could do. I know our station has an audible motto, which is powered by the people, and the network should have an audible identification so that it's on the air and on our podcasts and on our streams, and people download archives so we can establish a national network presence in the public arena. That's
thank
the
you,
intent
Ken.
Of the policy.
Thank you, thank you. Anybody would like to, folks, here's what I would like. You can correct me. It's 6:58. There's the finance, PNB Finance Committee is going to meet at 7, and I would like to be on that call as well. So,
pardon me, I think you're wrong about the finance committee.
Well,
that's
it's not on today? It's on
no,
27.
It's the 2nd and 4th. The 2nd and 4th.
Oh, because okay, I got an email from Aki that Aki, correct me, please.
No, there's no finance committee today.
Oh, okay. My the chair makes mistakes. Thank you very much. Okay, so we are 4 minutes into this. We have 12 minutes. Anybody would like to speak against, for, pro, you name it?
Yes, Maskila, to the set.
Okay, Maskila, anybody else?
PK,
okay, Maskila, you have the floor. Who?
PK.
PK, thank you, PK.
Yeah.
Maskila, you have the floor.
Yeah, we already do station identifications, and I understand that. But I don't like the part in the motion where it says, you're listening to Pacifica, the voice of the people, waves on the shore, background sound. I don't know, maybe that's a California thing. I don't know what that means. But I certainly don't think that people in D.C. would like the waves on the shore, the background sound. So we could take that out of there and leave it up to what the general manager and the program director come up with. That would be far better. Thank you.
Thank you, Maskila. PK, please.
Well, I'm just going to say ditto. We do it at KPFT. We use Pacifica in our radio station promos and everything. So we think nationally, but we act locally, as I said earlier. But I have a problem with the branding part. I think we just need to say Pacifica Radio, and if we at some point do rebrand us from a national standpoint, we can add that.
Thank you, PK. I put myself on stack, and I want to wholeheartedly agree with PK and Maskila on this, and I would like it to be very simple. It has to be very simplified to just say you are listening to Pacifica or you are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Pacifica radio station. I would suggest to Ken, if you don't mind, Ken, to simplify this a whole lot. And bring it back. That would be my recommendation right now. I am done.
Michael,
anybody else, please? Yes, Michael.
Mike, I just wanted to speak in general. I support Maskila's amendment, but I just want to speak in general. I've listened to programs at BAI and the California stations that are an hour long, and they have no break at all. At all. I mean, the music shows were just solid 60 minutes of music. So clearly we need breaks. We need station IDs. You know, PFW is doing it. Great. I don't know. I'll take their word for it, but that's not happening in the other parts of the network. And so we definitely need it. Does this proposal need to be reworked? I agree it does, but it needs to be simplified, but I support the concept. We need a station ID policy across the network.
Okay, Ken, you have the floor. Would you like to rewrite this? Wait, please. Sorry.
No, thank you. Pardon me. I feel like you're railroading me, and you're making a decision that has to be rewritten. Is there anybody else in this committee who wants to speak on it?
Michael just spoke on that, and yes, please. Anybody else would like to speak on this topic?
Yes. William Hairwagon for the staff.
Yes, William.
Okay, thank you. I make a motion to postpone this to the next meeting with the suggestion that the maker of the motion simplify it, especially eliminating the reference to the waves and things, but to simplify the motion. Postpone to next
meeting. I second that motion.
No second to committee.
Not that he needs it, but I second that. Anybody in disagreement with William's motion? Anybody wants to speak against that? Yes, Ken.
This is Ken. I withdraw the motion. Ken. I withdraw the motion.
Okay. All right, folks.
William Hairwagon for the stack.
Yes, William.
I guess it's a point of order. The motion, it belongs to the committee. It cannot be withdrawn without the committee's agreement.
Oh, thank you very much for correcting the chair, who is not knowledgeable enough. Okay, the motion belongs to the committee, and committee needs to make a decision on this to take William's amendment that the motion needs to be simplified and brought back to the body. Anybody is in disagreement with William on this?
Well, I'm confused. I thought Ken said he withdrew the motion, I thought. Is that, am I confused?
Who is this? Please ask your question.
I'm sorry. I'm Don Williams from WPFW. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I thought Ken said withdrew the motion.
Okay. William, what do you
say? Ken?
Yeah,
Ken.
This is William. William Hairwagon. The motion belongs to the committee. The maker of the motion cannot withdraw it without the agreement of the committee. So now if someone wants to vote on letting him withdraw it, that's fine. But it belongs to the committee. He can't just decide. The maker of the motion cannot just decide to withdraw.
Okay.
So if you want to say let's allow him to withdraw that motion, fine. Make that motion.
No, I have to follow the rules. I'm just asking a question because
that's how it could be done. Yeah, thank you.
That's fine. Let's move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. Okay, so is everybody in agreement to table this motion and to be simplified?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Anybody in disagreement? Anybody in disagreement of tabling and simplifying this motion? Please speak up. Okay. Mr. Secretary, you have the floor.
Okay, so that is the end of the agenda item. So I move to adjourn the meeting.
With one stipulation, and thank you very much for putting up with my language and whatever that comes across. For those of you who don't understand humor, I'm sorry. You belong to a different nature than I do, so be well. And my humor stands, and I do act dictatorial. I hope I don't come across dictatorial, but if I come across, so be it. That's how my nature is. I can't change my nature. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
We adjourn the meeting. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Otis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mansoor.
Very good. Okay, we're off now. Thank you, Otis.